Now the PM surprise general election 2017, Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason, tonight with Chris Mason.
There is a horrible, horrible symmetry this year as last. In the middle of a noisy, vibrant, passionate campaign, democracy, its full colour and controversy on proud, gregarious, brash display, and politicians collectively hitting the mute button, falling silent out of heartfelt respect in that ever so narrow window where lots of people are giving politics that bit more attention than usual. Last year, the grim, grim news of the murder of the Labour MP Joe Cox just before the EU referendum. And now this. But today was the day that politics self-consciously, defiantly, and yes, noisily returned. UKIP published its manifesto, Politics Resuming Through the Prism of Manchester. UKIP's leader, Paul Nuttall.
The Prime Minister has, during her time in high office, presided over cuts to our police service and reductions in our armed forces too. She has put pressure on the police to lower the numbers of stops and searches they carry out. And no progress whatever was made, reducing the level of immigration in order to give social cohesion a chance to advance.
And the criticism of the Prime Minister didn't end there. UKIP's deputy chair is Suzanne Evans.
As Home Secretary, she made deep cuts to our border force and oversaw record levels of uncontrolled immigration. As Islamism advanced across the globe, the Tories cut 20,000 personnel from our armed forces. Theresa May has allowed jihadists who fought alongside Islamic State back into our country.
Take a listen now to this, a question for Mr Nuttall from our political editor, Laura Koonsberg.
Thank you, BBC News. Mr Nuttall, Ms Evans, you had very strong words for Theresa May's record as Home Secretary. You've accused her of allowing jihadis in. It sounds like you're
Let's be respectful. No, I'm not accusing the Prime Minister. I'm saying that politicians in this country have been weak on this issue for many, many years.
Reaction from the Conservatives came from the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd.
Well, I think it's entirely the wrong approach. What we're trying to do now is support the police, the intelligence services, and of course the victims. We need to make sure that they get all the support they need. This is not a time for making political points.
A couple of other things to mention tonight. The Conservative promised to give a free breakfast to every primary school child in England. Could cost more than treble the £60 million the Tories reckon it might, according to independent analysis. The party says its costings were based on assuming just a quarter of pupils snap up the crackle and pop of brekkie at school. Talking of the Tories, they received more than four times as much money in donations as Labour during the second week of the campaign. Labour received just over £380,000, the Tories £1.6 million. Tomorrow, election campaigning will notch up a little further. A tentative hand on the volume switch for some, less tentative for others. And yes, in the coming days, expect the colour, the controversy of campaigning to return. For politicians, for all their human failings, are above all celebrants of democracy and the choices, the freedoms it enshrines. But what happened in Manchester will shape the political conversation of the next fortnight and the priorities of the next government.